Mainz.
Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name time on Vaughn Radio. It's the show with no name.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
It's a show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right. It's Nacho in the house, my amigos. And as always, we've got an exciting show for you today, full of challenges, fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to sing. We're going to share. That's one of my favorite words in the world. Share, right? Something, one of the most basic things they teach you when you're a kid. And sometimes those are the things we need the biggest refresher in, right? So share, right? Sharing. It's such a basic thing. And in English, you know, we love to rhyme things and we have the idiom, the expression, sharing is caring. And on this show, you guys are constantly sharing things with me and with the rest of the students, and I'm sharing things with you, obviously, too, in English. And as other people said, the other day we had people say, I don't just learn English stuff with you, but I learn all kinds of things. Well, I hope so, because I learn a lot of things preparing the script and working on the show. So it's a chance, it's an opportunity for me to learn and look into, investigar, and research things and share them with you. Again, going back to that main core idea of sharing. And since this show is totally interactive, I urge you guys to participate. Remember, you can participate daily, okay, daily. Vamos a pronunciar esta palabra. Tiene A-E-L-Y, daily, like in Superman, the Daily Planet. You can participate daily on Twitter. On Fridays, you can participate on Facebook, where you can watch the show as well and win my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. So what else? And Instagram. How can I forget? The one that I've been using the most is Instagram. So if you want to follow me on Instagram on Wednesdays, we're usually live on Instagram. That's tomorrow. That's Alberto_Alonso. And you'll see I teach English and share things on Instagram quite often. So join the party there. And as I say, you know, if you're on all of those, well, that's great, because I share different content, like Twitter, for example. If you follow on Twitter, you get exclusive Double Trouble. I don't do Double Trouble on Instagram or on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you exclusively get every Friday the live video, right? So there are benefits to following me and following Vaughn as well, not just myself, but following Vaughn as well, Vaughn Radio, on all the different social media platforms. And a shout out to our new listeners. We have new listeners every day. We're constantly growing. And that's thanks to you guys. As I said, we're broadcasting live in Peru now, in Lima, Peru, at 1470 AM, 1470 AM, on the dial there. So check us out if you're in Peru or you know anyone in Lima, and other areas of Peru. And also here in Madrid, guys, or in Spain, if you're interested in finding out more about the company, what we offer, materials, things like that, you know, you can always stop by our website, Grupo Vaughn, or give us a shout, danos un toque, 913-358-33 is the phone number. All right, so sorry for the spam, but I need to get that out there. You know, I want you guys to follow me. I want you to follow Vaughn. I want you guys to have easy access, because a lot of times we don't find out about things. Not because we're not interested, because, well, we don't, it's not accessible to us. So you're thinking, I would love to find out more about Vauntown. But you've never said, I'm going to make the call. Well, maybe because you said, I don't know the phone number. Well, now I'm giving it to you. So it's more a matter of convenience. I know that most of you who listen to us on a regular basis, you guys know how to contact us, because you can even, that's another thing about social media too. Let's say you have a question, you can always contact us via social media too, as they're usually pretty quick to respond. So, all right, amigo, speaking of social media, I've got some comments rolling in over here. Rosa Asensio, she says, felicitar en el Día Mundial de los Tuiteros a mis tuiteros favoritos por méritos propios, por generar un contenido interesante en una red de la que, por desgracia, solo se habla por sus haters. Thank you so much, Rosa. Very, very kind of you. I always try and give you guys quality content, but I guess sometimes I also share pictures of my food too, like everybody. Or my dog. But you guys seem to like it when I teach you English with my dog, Simone. Let's see. Some more comments over here. Flipada says, good morning, Alberto. Ready to learn and have fun this morning. Well, Javier, I've got to tell you something. With that attitude, there is no doubt in my mind that that you're going to do just that. Vero, there she is. She says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world and all. Chocolate kisses. To you too, Vero. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of Vaughn Radio and the show with no name every day. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot to do on today's program. As you know, we've always got our hands full. Es una forma de decir, tenemos mucho que hacer. Abarcamos mucho. We've always got our hands full here on the show. So let's start out with a section where we hear audio. We hear audio clips. And, well, you guys tell us what's being said in that audio clip. The section is called Say What?
Say what? What?
Say what, eh? All right, well, here we go, folks. As you know, it's usually from a movie, an interview, an awards ceremony, a speech, or something like that. So the first listen is kind of just to determine what the heck is going on. Is it a guy? Is it a girl? What are they talking about? Are they acting? Are they speaking? All this key information. So this is a very short one, like yesterday, but it's not always the length. Esto suena. No es siempre longitud. All right, see? My mind is in the gutter. Tengo la cabeza, la mente sucia. Nosotros decimos está en la alcantarilla. My mind is in the gutter. Well, sometimes short and sweet is the way, too. And, well, remember, another thing that this section, I designed this section for, is not just to be able to take dictation, but also to recognize different accents, voices, patterns of speech, etc. Okay? So, here we go, my amigos. It's our Say What soundbite. Let's hear it for the first time, Nacho.
If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard.
Okay, so now, it's safe to say it's a she. And she sounds like pouty, like she's kind of like crying a little bit, right? Doesn't she sound like she's pouting? To pout, P-O-U-T is the word I just said. P-O-U-T, it sounds like she is pouting. And this is, a ver, ¿cómo lo ponen aquí? To pout. Puchero, yeah? Mueca, mojín. She's pouting a bit, right? So, all right, good. Don't worry. I don't expect you to get it the first time around. That's why you're going to hear it three more times throughout the show. All right? Now, let's go over to Twitter. There's Dad. My dad's on board. Good morning, Dad. Wide awake, tuning in from the United States. Good morning, Alberto and friends from New York. Good morning. And you guys changed your clocks already. Ahí ya habéis cambiado la hora. You changed your clocks. I think we do it maybe next week here in Spain. Is la semana que viene? We don't even, now since your watch and your phone are all connected and everything does everything, well, you don't even have to know anymore. You just feel a little bit weird because you got an extra hour of sleep, or you lost an hour of sleep, depending. And you guys know the age-old expression, right? Now, I know I've taught you this in the past. This is, we say, spring forward, fall back. Now, this is a pun. This is a play on words, something that they teach us when we're kids, when you used to have to remember. Now it does it automatically, your iPhone. But you used to have to remember, do I move the clock forward an hour or back an hour? And there's a real simple way to remember it. Spring forward, fall back. So spring is primavera, and spring is brincar. Poing. A spring es un muelle. Poing. So spring forward, that means in the spring, you move it an hour forward. And fall, que es otra forma de decir autumn or otoño, fall back, caerse hacia atrás. O sea, brincar para adelante, caerse hacia atrás. Pero ambos tienen doble sentido. They're both double troubles. So spring forward, fall back. And you'll never, ever forget which way you have to move the hands of the clock. We say las manos, the hands of the clock. The big hand, the little hand, right? On the clock. All right, so there we go, my amigos. We've looked at our Say What soundbite. You know what we need to do? We're going to do a spelling bee. We didn't do one yesterday, and I was missing it a little bit, and I don't know if you guys were, especially those of you who are kicking butt, and you usually get it the first time around. But even if you don't get it the first time around, don't worry. I'm going to repeat these words twice. Now, I want to know what these words are, A, and B, I want to know what these words have in common. Quite simple. All right? You think you can handle that? I know you can handle that. Here we go. B-R-O-W-S-E-R. The next word. N-E-T-W-O-R-K. D-A-T-A. M-A-L-W-A-R-E. P-H-I-S-H. I-N-G. And the last word is W-O-R-M. All right, I'm going to give you those words again, so don't you worry if you didn't get them the first time around. But I want to know what those words are, folks. And they have something in common, as I said. So why don't you tell us what it is? If you know it, you can participate today on Twitter. I see a lot of activity. Let's see. We've got Jaster. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our winner first time around, Jaster. Nice one. There's Iñaki as well. Excellent at taking dictation. You guys are awesome. Let's see if anybody else. Do we got Paloma or Express or Berta or one of you guys here to join them in the top three. Antes de decirlos otra vez, a ver si hay tres que lo pillaron a la primera. The first time around, as we say. The British, when they say the word around, a lot of times they omit the A. So they say, the first time round, right? The first time round. That's very, very British, that. All right? Okay, and we've got a third winner. It's Javi Lopez. So our top three, Jester, Iñaki, and Javi. All right, but don't worry. All of you are going to have a chance to participate because I'm going to repeat them right now. Here we go. The first word is B-R-O-W-S-E-R. The second word is N-E-T-W-O-R-K. The third word is D-A-T-A. The fourth word is M-A-L-W-A-R-E. The fifth word is P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And the fifth word is W-O-R-M. Okay, there we go, amigos. Let's see if anybody else has got it. The second time, as always, I slowed down quite a bit. J.M. Hermosilla, cuidado, te has inventado ahí una palabra. Informatic. We don't say informatic. We say IT or computer related, right? But informatic es una traducción literal de informática. Pero eso es, no se dice en inglés, okay? Let's see. There's Melena as well. Always a pleasure to have Melena on board with us. All right, good, good. Well, I've got a lot of people participating. Couple mistakes I see here and there, but that's normal. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of letters, a lot of words there, right? All right, well, all these things, as J.M. Hermosilla said, all they have in common is their computer things. They have to do with computers, or internet is another way to say it, right? They're internet-related or computer-related words, words that you'll use, clusters of words that you'll use when you're referring to the internet or computers. Now, remember, we don't do things in the internet. The preposition is on the internet, on the web, our web. So you can find us right on the web, the World Wide Web. Now, guys, in English, when you give a web address now, it's not necessary to say www. You don't have to say that. Or triple W. Nobody says it, okay? So when you say a web address now, a URL, when you say a URL, you don't say www.groupofaugan.com. No, you just say groupofon.com. groupofon.com. Forget the www. We know it's www. We got that part already, right? It's not a web. It won't work without that, right? But it automatically fills it in. So don't worry about that. It's just one thing less that you have to say, www, right? What else? Informatics doesn't exist. IT, we say, right? What else? All right, well, let's take a look at these words over here in our spelling bee. The first word was browser. Browser. Now, let's look at the root here. The root is to browse. B-R-O-W-S-E, to browse. Now, what does browse mean? To look around. And what do you do with a browser? Like Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox or, shall I say it, Internet Explorer. What is that? So a browser, navegador, right? To browse, curiosear, right? So, and now this is a word you already know in English, and I'm going to tell you the perfect place to use the word browse. Se escribe browse, quitando la R, right? And this, it happens all the time. I'm going to give you the scene right now. The scene is, you're going into a shop in the United States. You're going to go, you know, see if you're interested in buying something. And the clerk or the attendant comes up to you in the shop, right? The salesperson, whatever you want to say, comes up to you in the shop and says, can I help you with something, sir or ma'am? And this is when you say, no, I'm just browsing. Y ahí es, estoy curioseando. No sé si lo decís así en español, pero eso, si vas, and I'll tell you something, in the United States, the clerk will come up to you and say, can I help you with something? They're trained to do that. And that's why, unless you know, I'm looking for belts, quiero cinturones, great. But if you're not sure and you just want to take a look around, your answer is, I'm just browsing, thank you. Browsing. Y la palabra browser, ya lo conocéis, okay? B-R-O-W-S-E-R. Now, the next word is network. Network. Now, this is a bunch of things that are connected, right? A network, right? Red. It's linked computers. Television networks. It's a link. It's things that are connected, right? An interrelated system. Network, right? We talk about that. And networking is also something we do in the United States. And networking is forming relationships with people, usually in the business realm, en el mundo de negocios. Right. So you go to a party, you talk to people, you meet, you exchange business cards, tarjetas de visita. Why? Because you're networking. You're conociendo gente, creando vínculos, right? Networking. So it's not only you're connected to a Wi-Fi network, but you're also networking when you're going to a party, when you're chatting with people, when you're striking up a conversation, you are networking. And this is a very, very important part of business. Esto es también en español como moviéndose, ¿no? Conociendo a la gente, moviéndose, networking. All right, the next word. Now, the next word's a funny word because it's one of those words like tomato or tomato. The Americans say tomato, the British say tomato. Now, this is an interesting one because I have heard Americans say data and data, right? Now, this is uncountable in English, right? Uncountable. And you can pronounce it either way, data or data, okay? Again, both, I've heard both in the United States. I don't know if there's one that they use more in England, but we say data or data. It's like florero, vase, se escribe vase, and it's vase or vase. See, some words we just can't decide, so you can pronounce it however the hell you want. D-A-T-A, data or data. Okay, the next word, malware. Now, this is interesting because it has a Latin root, mal, malo. Eso queda claro que no es algo bonito, right? No es algo bonito si empieza con la palabra mal. Like in English, malpractice. Cuando un médico te opera y pasa algo, it's called malpractice, mal. So we even know the word mal in English. We don't pronounce it like that. So malware is literally this software that they put into your phones and, you know, your different devices that make it obsolete before it's obsolete. So they make it operate incorrectly so that you'll buy the latest iPhone or Samsung. So this is malware. There's a big, big controversy with malware right now, right? And it's because they're saying, why are you purposely screwing up my phone that I paid a lot of money for? Like, you should be making the software better, not making it worse. So you force me to buy the new one, right? Malware. Big, big controversy with that now. People are pissed off. They're saying, you charge me this amount of money, and then in a year or two, you start putting bugs in there, you know? So, okay, the next word, phishing. Now, I'm not talking about my friend Redneck Rodney, who likes to go fishing. I'm not talking about la pesca aquí, aunque se pronuncia igual. Okay, this phishing is written with a PH, like telephone, right? And it's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing, phishing. Now, what this is, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure people know more about this than I do, but if I'm not mistaken, phishing is you get an email saying, hey, it's your bank over here, and, well, we want you to just fill out this information here on this website. And it's not really your bank's website. So they're just phishing, pescando, for your information by telling you, fill this out. We have a security problem. We need you to re-enter your bank information, whatever. This is phishing for your personal details, right? Your bank details, social security information, phishing, right? And usually I think what they do is they set up like bait, un cebo, like a page that looks like your bank's page or a page you trust. And then you put all your information in and you have just given a crook, un criminal, your information. So you got to be really careful with all that stuff. You know, with this liberty, this freedom on the internet comes a lot of responsibility. And the last word is worm. Worm. Gusano. And this is a type of virus too. Worm. W-O-R-M. Worm. Worm. And the reason I chose these words is today is the International World Day Against Cyber Censorship. Right? You say fiber. We say cyber. All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to a quick commercial break right now. But when we come back, we've got so much to do on today's show with no name. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Estás escuchando
Fun Radio.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de Verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en Grupo Vaughan.
Y aquí en su currículo dice que es usted Susana de la Tormenta de la Casa Targaryen, primera de su nombre que no arde, reina de Meereen, reina de los Ándalos y los primeros hombres, Khaleesi del Gran Mar de Hierba, rompedora de cadenas.
Sí, y madre de dragones, con nivel alto de inglés.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
You're listening.
Estás escuchando
Vaughan Radio.
Lo que escuchas
to Vaughan Radio.
Emprender y liderar. Las claves del éxito. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who's learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Baugan Radio. Y no te olvides, los viernes, seguirnos en Facebook Live.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio, and we are rocking you through this Tuesday morning, my amigos. I'm so excited to be here with you as always, and I've got to say, always a pleasure to have you guys here. I just signed a book during the break. If you're listening, Jose Carlos, he was our winner, Jose Carlos Barrajón. He won the book last week. So, Jose Carlos, your book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, is ready to be picked up whenever you are ready, my friend, at the Vaughn Tienda. I signed it for you, and I just sent you a picture, too. So you have a picture, and you see it's... I'm not making it up. No me lo estoy inventando. All right, well, folks, we've got so much to do here on the show with No Name 2.0 today. Let's start this section by listening to our Say What soundbite for the second time. All right, vamos con ello, Nacho.
If I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard.
All right, there you go, folks. There you go. You've got it right there. That's the second time. You're going to hear it two more times. And, well, good luck. As I said, I want to know what's being said. And if on top of that, you know who's saying it too, well, that's the bonus, the cherry on top. All right. So let's see. Iñaki Gomez. Iñaki. Let me see. I don't know. Let me take a look. Okay. There's a word missing there, man. There's a word missing. So, Iñaki, nice try. You're missing a key word there, though. So it's incorrect. Remember, guys, I don't want you to be first if it's wrong. I want you to be first and right, okay? So that's why you hear it four times, guys. Don't be so eager. Don't be so excited. I applaud your excitement. I applaud your eagerness. All right, well, folks, we've got a lot to go. So I think we can take a look at a section where, well, we find out what's going on around the world. But we don't talk about politics. We talk about crazy, drunk, weird people on our news report. So without any further ado, Nacho, let's get this show on the road. That's right. As always on the news report, we're going to tell you what's going on in this crazy world without mentioning the word Trump or Bruthes or Pepe or PSOE or Podemos. Or we're not talking about any of that crap. Hey, you guys got plenty of that. I've had people tell me, Alberto, why don't you talk about politics on the show? I'm like, don't you have enough? Don't you have enough? Sometimes I put on the news just to see what's going on in the world. And I think it lasts like a minute until I'm like, here we go. They're repeating the same five words again. So what we try and do is keep it light over here. No, light, ligero. This story I call This Train Stinks. Now, this train stinks. Yesterday, we looked at other ways to say that. Apesta, lo dice igual en español. Literalmente y en cuanto es una mierda. And we said yesterday, it sucks, it blows. Remember, we were talking about that. It bites. That's where we were talking about it, the movie Reality Bites. Well, another way to say that is it stinks. So this train stinks. Well, folks, not anymore. Alabama's poop train is no longer raising a stink. Alabama's poop train. But what are you talking about? Is there really a train called El Tren de la Caca? Right? The poop train? Right? Well, there is. Now, it's not called the poop train officially, but locals have come to call it the poop train. That's right. Now, what is this? Well, basically, there's a tiny town in Alabama, and there are train tracks that run through this town. And there was a train coming from New York City. Now, the passengers on this train were not people like you and me. The passengers were, there were no passengers on the train. It was cargo. Now, what was that cargo? Human waste. Human excrement. That's right. So now what's the problem here? What's, you know, okay, they're transporting excrement to get rid of it. I don't know. Well, there's just one problem. The train was sitting on the tracks for 2 months. It was idle. Now the word idle, E-D-L-E. Idle is without moving. Ocioso, right? Improductivo, inactivo, idle, I-D-L-E is the word, right? Idle. And so why was it sitting idle on the tracks for 2 months in this Alabama town? Why was this New York City poop and pee sitting on a train in the middle of Alabama for more than 2 months idle? Well, it's because a neighboring county, now neighboring is al lado, right? Viene de vecindad, cercano, right? A neighboring county, county es condado, went to court and they blocked the the passage of the train. And they said, that train is not coming through our town. And sure, well, that other town in Alabama, they had to deal with it because the train stopped there. It was forced, obligado, to stop by a judge's order. And basically this town of 982 residents, started becoming pretty stinky. You can imagine. 2 months of human waste just sitting there in the sun in Alabama, without moving. And the smell was unbearable. El olor fue inaguantable, unbearable. The odor, right? Odor es un olor malo, odor. The odor of excrement was just, blowing in the wind. You can imagine it. Because one thing is, okay, a train passing through. You say, okay, well, it's going to pass through. You won't smell it. But if that train sits idle for over 2 months in the sun, well, things are going to start to stink. And the expression I used before, to raise a stink, is to complain, right? El que no llora no mama. Pues llorar is to raise a stink in ese caso. You got to make noise. If something's wrong, you got to say something. And that's what happened. The initial town said, we don't want them coming through here, right? And the problem was that affected other towns along the way. And, well, finally, they were able to get that train moving. It was caught up in the court system. But it's pretty crazy because I didn't know that New York City sends their waste down to Alabama and the southern states. Now, waste, again, poop and pee, human waste, they send it. Because I know that a lot of places send their trash, their garbage, to a landfill somewhere else. In the United States, we send a lot of our trash to China, right? I know that. We send a lot of our trash. But this is different. This is human waste. We're not talking about, recyclables. Well, it is, I guess, right? But you know what my point is. So this is the first time I've heard of, getting rid of sewage. It's another way to say human waste, sewage. But imagine that. Imagine living in that town and, not being able to sleep at night because somebody raised a stink and it affected you. Literally, raised a stink and it affected you. So they got through the red tape, the bureaucracy, and the train was able to reach its final destination. But so I looked into it, lo investigué, and I was saying, why does New York send their waste, their human waste, down south? And, well, it's because they have low landfill fees. Okay, landfill. Let's look at this word. Es una palabra bastante lógica. Llenar tierra. All right? Landfill. Una palabra todo junto. Vertedero, basural. So their landfill fees are cheaper, right? And their zoning laws are quite lax, right? Now, lax means not too strict, right? Their zoning laws are flojos, permisivos. Ah, laxo es una palabra, no lo sabía. But New York City has set a new goal. Now, New York City, we don't like to just, put a Band-Aid on things. No nos gusta solo poner una tirita en las cosas. New Yorkers like to find the root of the problem. So what is the problem if we're creating so much waste that we have to send our human waste to another, part of the country and ship it out there? Well, we're doing something wrong. We got to find a way to create less waste, right? Whether it's human waste or whether it's, again, biodegradable or paper or any kind of waste for that matter. And so New York City has set this goal of sending zero waste. It's called Zero Waste, the program, to landfills by the year 2030. So, that's hard. They want to be able to deal with their own trash without being dependent on another city or another state to get rid of their trash. So, hey, I hope they do it. If any city can really reduce to zero waste, I think it could be New York City. You know, that's the way they do it. That's the way they do it. So, well, hey, at least this town can move on now and get back to life as normal. But raising a, that's why I use the expression, raising a stink about the poop train. Raising a stink is quejándose, llorando, about the Alabama poop train. it just sounds funny to me. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to do still on today's show, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, it's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And wow, I got a lot of people who have figured out today's Say What soundbite. We've got Flipada, we've got Mr. Houses, great job, everybody. Jester, Melena, all right, good. It wasn't a hard one, but as I said, you know, sometimes you got to hear it two times, sometimes you got to hear it three, sometimes four. As many times, well, I was going to say, as many times as you need to. Not really. You only get four. But I think four is enough. You know, I always try and make sure the length of the text is not something that you have to listen to 10 times, but under four times. So it's fair for you guys. All right. Well, Name That Lyric. This is a section where we look at song lyrics and we learn English from the music and from the stories behind the music, you know, that sometimes... are more interesting than the actual songs, as with our movie section too. Sometimes a movie is just a flop. Es la peor peli que se ha visto, pero luego la historia detrás, it's awesome. So, here we go, folks. Remember the way this works. I give you a song lyric in Spanish, and you guys tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Again, it's on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso. Here we go, guys. I expect my metalheads. Now, remember, in English, we don't say heavy. Soy un heavy, right? We say I'm a metalhead. So I expect my metalheads to figure this one out. All right? Don't let me down, okay? Here we go, folks. A ver, ¿dónde estamos? Okay, soy el hombre que camina solo. Cuando ando por una carretera oscura, por la noche o paseando por el parque, cuando empieza a cambiar la luz, a veces me siento un poco raro, un poco ansioso cuando hay es oscuridad o cuando está oscuro. Miedo de la oscuridad, miedo de la oscuridad. Tengo un miedo constante de que siempre hay algo cerca. Tengo fobia que siempre hay alguien ahí. ¿Has recorrido los dedos por la pared y sientes la piel de tu cuello rascada? Cuando buscas la luz, a veces cuando tienes miedo de mirar a la esquina del cuarto, sospechas que algo te está mirando. All right, there we go, folks. I expect, all right, I expected my rockers to be the first ones to get it. All right, my metal heads, my rockers. I imagine you're excited about this, about today's Name That Lyric. All right, let's see our winners, ladies and gentlemen. So many people, by the way. Vamos a decirlos todos porque tenemos muchísima gente participando y eso me encanta. Express, Jester, Iñaki, Eddie Vigo, Flipada, Paloma, Vero, Daniel Herranz. Wow. Excellent, amigos. So many people learning English. There's Jim as well. Vero and H. Veronica have figured out the Say What soundbite. Wow. Can I ask for better students? ¿Es posible pedir mejores alumnos? Really, I don't think so. I think it's impossible. You guys really are the creme de la creme. You're the cream of the crop. You rise to the top. You never eat a pig because a pig is a cop. You know me, it's almost time to sing. But first, we need to take a look at the lyrics. And, well, this song is probably one of my favorite songs ever. It's Fear of the Dark. Fear of the Dark by Iron Maiden, La Doncella de Hierro, Iron. Cuidado con la pronunciación, no es Iron, it's Iron. ¿Tú sabes decir yo gano dinero, Iron Money? Pues así se dice, Iron, Iron, Iron. Porque muchos quieren decir, entonces, en vez de Ron es como Earn. Es como I Earn, Iron, Iron Maiden, Iron Man, right? Iron, I like to iron, dijo nadie nunca. Me gusta planchar. Yeah, right. Iron. Okay, just es un homófono para yo gano, right? Yeah. I earn respect because I iron. All right, it's Fear of the Dark by Iron Maiden. It's a song about a paranoid man, obviously. You know, he's saying, if I feel like there's always somebody there, right? Siempre hay alguien ahí. And he fears that something is just waiting in the dark. It's lurking in the dark, right? And, well, this song was a result of watching a lot of horror films, in fact. a lot of their music, Iron Maiden's music, is based on history or horror films. And they're very theatrical, I would say. You know, Iron Maiden is a very theatrical group, you know. Let's see. The album, which many consider a huge improvement over their previous album, No Prayer for the Dying, debuted on the UK charts at number one, which is strange. You don't see heavy metal bands at number one too often, right? And let's see. Three tracks off this album were released. No Prayer for the Dying. So Be Quick or Be Dead, which is a great one. That one charted higher than Fear of the Dark, believe it or not. And today we're going to look at a version at, this is because I when I was preparing the section, I listened to the studio version. And I got to say something. I was like, this sucks. It doesn't suck. It's good. It's great. It's the studio version. But the live at Rock in Rio version is amazing. And that's the one that we're going to look at today. So let's take a look at the lyrics over here. I am the man who walks alone. I am a man who walks alone. Soy un hombre que camina solo. And when I'm walking a dark road, when I'm walking, la L totalmente muda, walking, when I'm walking a dark road, at night, or strolling through the park, ¿no? Cuando camino una carretera oscura por la noche, o paseando por el parque. Strolling through the park. To stroll. S-T-R-O-L-L. Strolling through the park. When the light begins to change. When the light begins to change. I sometimes feel a little strange. I sometimes feel a little strange. Me siento un poco raro. A little anxious when it's dark. A little anxious. Now, esa en inglés, ansioso, suena como si tuviera una K. A little anxious when it's dark. Un poco ansioso cuando hay oscuridad o cuando oscurece. Fear of the dark. Fear of the dark. In this version, you'll hear that laugh, by the way. I have a constant fear that something's always near. I have a constant fear that something's always near. Fear of the dark. Fear of the dark. Miedo de la oscuridad. I have a phobia that someone's always there. I have a phobia. Tengo fobia. En inglés, fobia se escribe con PH. Right? Como la palabra fishing que vimos antes. O telephone. I have a phobia that someone's always there. Que siempre hay alguien ahí. Have you run your fingers down the wall? Have you run your fingers down the wall? ¿Has recorrido los dedos por la pared? And have you felt your neck skin crawl? ¿Has notado la piel de tu cuello rascada, como si estuviera rascada, right? When you're searching for the light, cuando estás buscando la luz, to search, right? El search va con for, como looking for. Ambos van con for. Looking for or searching for, right? When you're searching for the light, sometimes when you're scared to take a look, a veces cuando tienes miedo de echar un vistazo, de mirar, at the corner of the room, a la esquina de la habitación. You've sensed that something's watching you. Sospechas o notas que algo te está vigilando. I'll be watching you. All right, well, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. That's going to be perfect because it's going to give you guys time to take a look at the lyrics of the song, to look at the Rock in Rio version of Fear of the Dark by Iron Maiden. We're going to sing it together after the commercial break. That and much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. Porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de Verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Nos entra una llamada. ¿Hola? ¿Hola?
Hola.
¿Tu nombre, por favor?
Sagitario.
Cuéntame, amiga Sagitario, ¿qué te preocupa?
Pues que quiero aprender inglés y no hay manera. Ayúdame, gran mago del esoterismo. Ayúdame, por favor. Estoy desesperada.
A ver, amiga Sagitario, es muy fácil. En luna llena, pon 3 velas naranjas y acuéstate a dormir con un diccionario bajo la almohada. Te mando mi energía. Fius, 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 fius.
Que no te cuenten historias. Si quieres aprender inglés en serio, de la mano de profesionales con años de experiencia, aprende inglés con los cursos de inmersión Vaughan. Tenemos muchísimas opciones de cursos de inmersión en inglés dentro y fuera de España, para todas las necesidades, para todos los niveles, para todas las edades y para todos los bolsillos. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5833.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase, te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.